يجب ان يكون هناك افضل من اجل الرسول This is a great question for me. Since we are going to be one day, not tomorrow, but one day, Son of God, too, it would be very interesting to speak again about that. I mean, the direct relation with God, the contact we can have with Him in our level, of course.
Sure, uh-huh. Yeah. Well, you already have the contact with God. There is no separation at all, and you are already, you know, one with Him, because as we said many times, you know, who are we? We are Self, you know, and Self and God are one. The same thing. There is no difference. That's why they know, they say, know thyself to know God. Okay. There is no difference, there is no separation, there is no, you know, nothing between us and Him. It is our delusion of separation from Him that make us think that we are separate from God. And that is the greatest delusion that human has. And that is why we meditate, we awaken our spiritual forces, we with the reminder and we try to do all those exercises and purification, eventually you realize, no, I'm already there. There is no, you know, just like there's a story about the man that he was looking for a treasure that he knew his father had, and he goes and he goes out of everywhere in the world and digs all the places, you know, to find the treasure. And eventually he becomes very tired and comes home, and one day he goes in the basement and his treasure is there. You know, so he didn't have to go anywhere and go looking for it all over the world. He already had the treasure right where he was living all along, and but he was looking in the wrong places, you know, for it. So if he realized that God is already within us and it's one with us, there is no separation between us, then we don't have to go and look, and that's what most of the people do, don't they? They spend their time and energy to, you know, go traveling, go, you know, sports, go to this country, go to that country, go, you know, drink, you know, go to the parties here and there, you know, they're looking for what? For that happiness that they know that they are longing to reach, you know, but are they going to find it? Have they anybody heard anybody become enlightened by doing all those things in their lives? You can find that we resist the very thing that make us, you know, reach that happiness and oneness, and that is looking within ourselves, meditating and realizing, yeah, we go anywhere, you know. You already have the treasure right within yourselves. And so you can see that realizing that, you are ahead of 99.99% of the humanity for what the goal of the life is to become divine. What it means to know God, you know, to realize that, you know, we already have God within ourselves and there is no separation. And of course, if you meditate, one day you realize, hey, I'm not really my body. That's what yogis meditated for thousands of years. And the mantra was, I am not my body, I am not my body. Please don't tell me I am my body. I am not my body. Okay? And one day you say, really, I am not my body. You know? Who sees, who feels, who understands? Is that your body sees, feels, understands? What happened to a dead man? The body is still there. Can he see, feel? And understand? No, he doesn't anymore. What happened? He was seeing, you know, 10 minutes ago before he fell down and died. You know, what sees, what feels. Okay, if you can see that, you can see. If you meditate on it, just look at where you are looking. Who is looking? Who is watching? Who is seeing? Who is seeing that camera there? You know, my body is not seeing that camera there. God is seeing that camera. Okay. okay? God is, you know, talking. If I was dead, could I talk? No, who's talking? God is talking through me. But how much can I talk in a higher level or lower level depends upon where my consciousness is, isn't it? You know, if my consciousness is, you know, crude, you know, all you talk about is the taxes and how can I make better money and put my investment in a better places to, if I'm in a lower nature, you know, where can I get the job? This market is a better place for getting a job, and if we go, you know, to United States, the people, you know, you can get better job. If you go to, you know, to the third world country, it's harder to get a job. They're, you know, always that's the first level, physiological and safety. Second level, where can we get party? Where can we go and find the, you know, opposite sex and you know, satisfy our second chakra? Okay, the third chakra is that, oh, how can I run for this office, you know, and gain more power and prestige and attention of the people and all that. So we can see, depends on, are they talking about, I'm not my body? They don't even occur to them to say, I am not my body. So that's why the very person who even wants to know God, you know, is 99% are disconnected. Okay. Yeah, that modem might disconnect once in a while because it stays idle. Once in a while, as you want to, you know, start the browser and then close it, just to make the modem think, you know, you're doing something.
What's start the browser? Click on it.
Just click on it.
Click on what?
Browser.
Internet Explorer.
Yeah. Just open the, every 5 minutes, open the Internet Explorer and then close it. Just the modem thinks, oh, something is happening.
Okay. Is everyone there?
Yeah, hello. Was that you?
That's Shakti.
Yeah, hello. We get disconnected here again. We are hoping if it not happened, but Aziz is sitting there, so he knows when we get disconnected and we come back in a couple of minutes later. Okay, if somebody is not hearing me, let me know. So, we were saying that, so even if the people, even they want to know God, are ahead of 99.9% of humanity, that even they think, you know, who am I? What am I doing? What am I doing here? You know, and that they want to know. Of course, they are what? They're poor in spirit also. You know, they feel the world is too strong, too powerful. They have no, you know, control over anything, and they, because they are meditating people. The world, of course, you know, don't like them that much either. That's why they usually become outcast or feel, you know, not completely quite with the world. And so they eventually say, you know, what is this? What am I doing here? And they start meditating. I want to know. Okay, that's why they start searching. Of course, as we said, the path. So 1% of humanity wants to know God, and the path has a lot of also, you know, pitfalls, many times talk about them. And somebody comes in the fourth chakra and they find unconditional love and say, oh, God is unconditional love, you know, that's what it is. God is love, that's all there is into God, you know. And so they go around and become teachers of the third chakra people and say, God is love, and the third chakra people say, oh yeah, the God is love, and you don't have to do anything. They go a little higher to the, you know, fifth chakra, and they gain a lot of knowledge, or go to the astral projection. You know, and they come and say, oh, that astral projection, you would have to, you know, leave your body and go to astral body and all that. You know, the one goes in the sixth chakra, is touched with God, come back and says, no, it's not only astral projection, also CDs and powers and all that. gradually, of course, God sends His messengers and tell them, no, it is more than that. It is from the smallest thing you do in your life to the highest thing, okay, have to be evolved around the spirituality. Okay? That you are born to be divine. Okay? The goal of the life is to become divine. That's why we are here. The goal of the life is not to become a doctor or professor or this and that. That's fine. If you're a divine doctor, great. If you become a professor, it's fine. If you're a divine sweeper of the floor, it's good. So we can see that God's vision is much greater than all these little teachings that come to us. And of course, in order to do that, God, as we have said many times, God set seven seals, seven revelations to humanity, and each time the Spirit of God brings it to humanity. That the Spirit of God is called the first begotten Son. What happened in the beginning of the creation? That the first begotten Son went through the eternal divine path eventually and realized that, oh, me and God are one already. I am the from the Spirit of God. There is no separation. So that is what there is human who will recognize and realize and become the sons of God. And there is the first begotten Son of God, which is already one with the Spirit of God. And the God which is everything. So it's a very hard concept to imagine, okay, that you become a son of God. But when you become a son of God, you know, you become back one with God. And then the Spirit of God comes to humanity as the Son of God, of this first begotten Son of God, and the God Himself. Okay? But there is no separation. It is not that here is God, He is the Son of God, and here you. When you recognize that you are not your body, and you see, the seer, the toucher, the feeler, the recognizer, the speaker, all is God. Okay. Then you realize I'm not my body. I am one with God. Therefore, what the Son, the first begotten Son says, I am one with it. I can understand it. I can see what He's saying. And I recognize the truth that's coming to us. So then you become one. You become, if Maitreya is the first one brought this thing to you, you become second Maitreya, third Maitreya, fourth Maitreya, and 144,000 Maitreya, or millions of Maitreyas. Okay. You become one. Like that. So that's why in our bath ideation, at the end, you know, we say what? The person who does the, you know, that prayer, the heat used, the movement, all what? All is God. So there is no separation. Even your body is a part of God. It is a part of His consciousness. So to recognize that we are not our body and we are one with Him and follow His scripture, make us to become a son of God. And if you realize that separation is when you one day you are sitting there and you recognize that, you know, I'm not my body. What sees is He. What feels is He. What talks is He. You know, that's why when we do something, we say, all thanks go to God. Because if I think I am the doer, what am I doing? I'm doing that separation again. I am the doer. But when you say, no, God is the doer through me, again, the whole thing, the whole purification, the whole teaching, the whole exercises are to bring us to that point that to say, yeah, I'm not the doer. Don't thank me, thanks God that comes through me. I'm not doing anything. I'm not going to create the big ego that, oh, I'm such a great. So the moment you do that, you might feel good in that moment. What are you doing though? You're separating yourself from God. You're separating to recognize that you are not the doer. Okay? If you go around and say, yeah, I'm getting better now, I'm progressing. You know, look how I'm progressing. You are not progressing. God is, you are getting closer to us you're supposed to be. That is your birthright. That reach that point. Does that make sense?
Yes, but that makes sense.
Yeah, well, being a son of God is not really that difficult. But apparently it's very difficult for the carnal mind to recognize that they are not the body and realize God is one. God is already with you all the time. And you recognize that, then you can see, you know. Just ask yourself, who is seeing? Who is doing? Then you realize, well, I'm not the one. Or I'm the one, but really, He is doing it too.